Tata Olanda ipiko Zimbabwe muhle muri eZimbabwe lingali chona njani umthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle tinomgamshira imthongwa chelu chevechi iki umthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle welcome to the connection muri eZimbabwe. If you tuned in right now, you tuned in to live talk at the connection brought to you by Studio 7 of Voice of America. Umthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle on Tuesday October 19, 2021 muri eZimbabwe umthwakazo muhle. I'm your host Mike Ove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, mthokazo muhle lingali chona njani. Muria Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, welcome. From wherever you are in the world, if you're in America, good afternoon. If you're in Africa, anywhere, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, good evening. I hope you had a great day. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Once again, we're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. We continue the discussion on COVID-19, and we also are going to be entirely focusing on Zimbabwe's rural communities. We're going to be joined by youth from different organizations, all who are running programs that are uplifting the underprivileged communities in Zimbabwe. Now, we're also going to be focusing on the empowerment of rural women. Now, of course, this is coming during a time whereby the world recently commemorated International Day of Rural Women, a day set aside by the United Nations, which targets focusing on the challenges faced by the girl child and, of course, women in rural communities worldwide. This day is commemorated every year on the 15th of October. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, you can call us live in studio, and the number is +1 202 465 0318. That is our WhatsApp number. And for those that are looking to call in live on air, +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call in. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our three Facebook pages, Muria Zimbabwe, as we speak, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, though being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Studio 7, Skulumanje. We're also broadcasting live on our three websites, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course, www.voandebele.com. For our YouTube fanatics, we're also broadcasting live on YouTube as we speak on our official page, VOA Zimbabwe. So, lingakhohlwa izulukanda, but kindly share the program with your networks so that we watch the program in our numbers. Ukuze sibukele phela uhlelo lwethu ngobunenge bethu kwitraktone chirongwa chedu ne uwandu wedu. Njalo lingakhohlwa ukufitizela lapha yokubhala ukuthi like, kuthinya phapha kanzi like ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela sisonke like so tilthose pano pa chirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Also, most importantly, feel free to write your comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading those comments live on air. Now, without wasting time, Muria Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, as usual, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Zimbabwe currently has 132,405 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 126,487 recoveries, and 4,659 deaths. Now, to date, when we talk about the amount of people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, 3,228,506 have taken the first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine, 2,486,318 are fully vaccinated. That means they have taken both the first and the second jab. Now, according to the Ministry of Health Care and, of course, the government of Zimbabwe, the goal is to make sure that at least 10 million people are fully vaccinated in Zimbabwe. That is, of course, to reach a herd immunity. Now, to delve into tonight's discussion, Muria Zimbabwe, as mentioned last week and earlier on, pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, tonight on Live Talk, The Connection, we're going to be focusing on Zimbabwe's rural communities. Last week, we briefly played the documentary that was produced by Community Podium that focused on the challenges of the girl child in Ngai. I promised ukuthi namhlanje uhlelo, we're going to bring on the founder of our Community Podium, that is Nkosi Khona Dibiti, on the show. And of course, like I promised, namhlanje silaye uhlelo, Nkosi Khona Dibiti is going to be joining us live via Skype. He's a friend of the show. Usually we have him on the program talking about COVID-19, but tonight we're going to be focusing solely on the work that they're doing in Zimbabwe's rural communities. However, before we head over to our conversation with Nkosi Khona Dividi, let us head over to this documentary that was produced by our community podium titled Off Elusive Healthcare, Education and Water, The Story of Ngai. Let's take a look.
Ngai is a district located in western Zimbabwe in Matabeleland North Province, which is generally characterized by low average rainfall and persistent drought. The mean annual rainfall in Ngai mirrors that of other dry and arid regions between 17 to 70 milliliters, which translates to river flows, especially in Ngai and Lubani, that are seasonal and often dry in the period June to November every year. Ngai is demarcated into 30 wards, which in turn comprise of 156 villages. Accessing essential services such as education and health remains a pipe dream for villages in Ngai. Biting poverty and underdevelopment are sadly the hallmark of the area, and there seems to be no solution in sight, at least for the foreseeable future. The documentary profiles the voices of Ngai villagers sharing their lived experiences.
So silapha esigabeni sethu ukuthi imtshashane ezivulo into esihluphayo ngamanzi kasilamanzi. Siyabe sikhangelela ukuthi impilo zabantu zigxile emanzini ngokuthi kakukho ongakusebenza ungela manzi. Loku izifuyo esilazo kufanele ukuthi zibe la manzi zizuze okokunatha. Asila madamu lapha, asila ngisho lesibhorane esisodwa esingathi sisilethela amanzi. Amanzi azihlupha sibili kakhulu kakhulu. Sebebaningi abanye esasikhulume lawo befika lapha bathi bayasincedisa. Asikaze sibone lutho. Bathi amanzi ayala. Umhlabathi wethu lo kawufanelanga ukuthi nxa ngawumde ebhora isibhorane abhore ngokuphangisa ngokuthi vele umhlabathi wethu ulula uyadilikela. So kasikaze sithola amanzi. Silokunye ongamadamu kwethu. Siyabe sithi umuntu noma nxa engabuya akhulume le community simtshengise ukuthi sile damu lapha esakugebhayo. Siyasigebhe ngamafotsholo abanye bethwala besiyalahla ngale. Ngabe siyazuza into engafika ikhuphe udaka ilubeke ngale. Engxenye siyabe sicabangela ukuthi engxenye kungasinceda ukuthi sizuze amanzi. Silalo idamu lemtshatshane alila manzi. Silalo idamu lesikovakova. Silakho lapha emakatapileni esikubiza ukuthi ngokuyi-hot dam. Kugcwele udaka, khathesi inkomo zethu amanzi ezulu asephelile. Ilanga ngelanga, iviki ephelileyo idonki yafela phakathi yabhajwa. So ekuseni umuntu uyavuka etshona elindile khona ngalo ukuthi ingxenye inkomo zingangena zilanda udaka loluyana bese zifika zibhajwa. Amanzi yiwo asihluphayo.
Well, Moria Zimbabwe, that was a documentary produced by Community Podium, which highlights challenges faced by residents of Ngai. Now, to help us understand more, we're joined by Nkosi Khona Dividi. Of course, he is the founder of Community Podium. Earlier on, I mentioned that he's a friend of the show. We've had him. Dividi, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo bafo unjani?
Yaphila, mate, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. You guys recently produced, some would call it a heartbreaking documentary highlighting some of the issues and challenges that the people of Ngai are facing. Let's start off focusing on the documentary itself. Tell us a little more about that.
Thanks, Mike, for the opportunity and for letting us discuss this on your show. The story of Ngai was quite depressing. I remember with my team, after filming that documentary, all of us were really depressed that night. No one seemed to have appetite. And all of us were asking ourselves, are we really suffering ourselves? Or we always complain about suffering, why some people are suffering at a certain level. The issues in Ngai, largely, I'll start with Gwelutshena. Gwelutshena, you know, accessing education is a problem in that community, especially the secondary school. There is no building, classroom in that school. The only building that is there is a cottage for the teachers, and there are six teachers, Lapana, and all of them stay in that one house. There is no water in that school. So people just come to school. Imagine, you are going to school, but you are going to sit under a tree. Mm-hmm. So the greater part of the day, up to maybe 1 p.m., and you go home. There is no classroom whatsoever. So we can't talk about chairs. We can't talk about anything. It's just like a forest, and you call that a school. Mm-hmm. So the parents came together and started, we donated to build a classroom block, which we were semi-finished. There is no roofing material as yet, no windows and all that. So they are not using it for now. But it has taken them 5 years to do that. You will find that in the same community, there is no water. The bowls that were there, I think, dried up. And the water table is now low. You can get water as further as 80 meters. That's according to the councillor or our whom we interviewed on that documentary. So you will find that accessing water, even especially that there is no water. With the schools, there is no water. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of a pandemic where we are saying, wash your hands, some of these messages then get irrelevant for certain communities, where if you're admitted at a hospital in Kwelichena, you have to carry your own water to drink your own pills. So we are not talking about bathing at all. Mm-hmm. We're talking about you being able to just drink water and drink your pills. And the water sources that are there are open dam. There's one open dam that we saw, and that has become a problem. For the girl child, we met Akwelin Gomo, who walks 11 kilometers to school and 11 kilometers back home. Mm-hmm. I said to our team, no, guys, let's reset the car mileage. Let's drive to the school, Empumelele High School. We drove there. It was 11 kilometers, 200 meters. It's quite long for a girl to be waking up at 4 a.m., prepare for school, and you are back at home 8 p.m. in the evening. So, Osuga Ebusu, Upendi Ebusu, that it has become a problem, and it's sad, actually, because how do you get to learn after such a long journey to school, and how do you read or do homework after such a long journey as well? Mm-hmm. So, those are the challenges that the community is facing. Amadamu, they dry up so fast. There is no water for Inkomo. There is no water to bath. We spoke to Uspa, and they were showing us water and saying, I've bathed. This is, today will be my third day. You bath water, because where are you going to get the water from? Mm-hmm. In Mola, $7. So how many $7 can one pay in a month, surely, for you to bath and drink for a family? So those are the sad stories on Guy that we profiled for that documentary.
Now, of course, the story of Ngai, as heartbreaking as it is, there's so many underprivileged communities in Zimbabwe that are going through similar stories. So I'm a little curious in terms of what attracted, why that story specifically attracted your guys' attention as Community Podium, to the point where you guys produced an entire 24, almost 30-minute documentary on that. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, we work in rural Mat North and Mat South, so we've got a lot of stories that we publish on our website. So some of the documentary ideas come from the stories that we have already published on our website. You find that the 22-kilometer walking girl story, mm-hmm. we published it about 2 months or 3 months before we went for the documentary issue. So from there, with the editorial team, we then decided, okay, guys, where can we go? What can we do? We have an upcoming one also in Majobo where we spoke to Amakorokos, the illegal gold dealers, and things like that. So all these things are coming from, from the stories that we have published. But we have noticed many people don't like to read in court. People understand better if it's visual. Then we then pick it up from there. So we've got many stories that we want to do in the different communities in Mat North and Mat South where we are currently working. But you find that if you visit our website, you can find a story. And at times, maybe people think, no, it's one of those stories. But we have noticed the impact, you know, when it comes to video stories and actually showing what's going on in these communities. It actually helps, you know, even as a media organization to say we can tell our stories in different ways for different audiences and their preferences as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are looking recently, of course, partnered up with other organizations, amongst them as Citizens Initiative. We're going to play a conversation that I had with Freeman Chatty earlier on. But let's start off there in terms of the partnership that you guys have as Community Podium with Citizens Initiative to help the people of Ngayi with all these challenges that you mentioned. Let's talk a little more about that.
Well, we have partnered with the Citizens Initiative. You know, the Citizens Initiative is a reputable organization that has done a whole lot of projects in Zimbabwe using the GoFundMe platform as a way to donate, and also the alternative one in Zimbabwe being EcoCash. So when we engaged with Freeman and we said, you know, this is the story, actually he's the one who approached us and said, guys, I watched the heartbreaking documentary, to do something with the Citizens Initiative, then where all systems go, we're ready for that. You know, we've been brainstorming on how we can assist and also approach those who can assist in a way. But good enough, at least we got the Citizens Initiative. I think the GoFundMe started about 8 days ago, and we're already at $2,300. So we're hoping that we'll reach the target and then help the community. And we've had different stakeholders. We have come in, some who are education-focused organization, you know, requesting contacts with the schools so that they can assist. We might not be able to document what's going on right now, but I must say that there's a lot going on. We've had many conversations with different organizations that would ask to assist in different ways. But with the Citizen Initiative, by doing the school block, to complete that school block and build another one, hopefully, and drill a borehole, should funds permit from the different people who are donating to that platform. That's what we're looking at doing in our direct partnership with the Citizen Initiative. So you find that right now, it's a topical story. Someone was telling me that there was something on ZBC about Perichena, and maybe the government is going to do something. We are not so sure, but that is the space that we are at, where the community's voice has been amplified, which is our core founding principle, to say we need to amplify the voices of this community so that beyond ourselves as an organization, people can be assisted in one way or the other to improve their livelihood as a people, and also, you know, restore human dignity at large.
I've seen Tenu Tabalolo Ngolumi Loka Mama Ngamafishane Diviti before we wrap up our conversation here. Bengikusikhathele abalaleli okuthile ngohlelo lolu olujonge ukuthuthukisa izakhamizi zendawo zenkaya.
Uhlelo lolu, bazali, ihlelo lolu lilethelwe i-Community Podium. I-Community Podium yinhlanganiso esingathi yi-Rural Media Organization. Sisebenza kakhulu emakhaya, sisebenzisana kakhulu nezakhamizi. Esikusukusayo njengenhlanganiso yokuthi sinike izakhamizi, ama-leaders ethu, ama-communities emakhaya, ithuba lokuthi baxoxisane lathi, lathi esisemadolobheni, lathi esingaphandle kwelizwe, sizwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. Kungaba i-development eyenzakalayo, kungaba zinhlupho ezingabe zikhona, yilo uhlelo esilalo. Sesikhayela i-documentary le yenkayi, sihambe endaweni okuthiwa yiGwelutshena. Abantu abaningi bakile leyana okuthiwa iGwelutshena nanga amajaha amahle. Sifike khona eGwelutshena, safika okuthiwa iGwelutshena Secondary School. IGwelutshena Secondary School, uhlupho olukhona ngolwesikolo, isikolo kasi akula iklasi ngitsho eyodwa. Isikolo lesi le-5 years laba khona, sitabo thitha bangu-6 labo bayakhela indlinyana ekhona khona lapho, akula ma-toilets, abantwana bafundela ngaphansi kwesikhathi. Nje izulu liyaqalisa ukuna anytime from kathesi. So kutho ukuthi akusafundwa ngeGwelutshena, imfundo yonke iyama. Njalo ngingasokuvala ama-exams, siyakwazi bazali ukuthi ama-exams avalwa ngokunobeka umnyaka osusiyaphela, lapho yikho izulu elinakhona kakhulu. Kutho ukuthi abantwana babe siyabhalela kwesinye isikolo esi-8 kilometers away. Kutho ukuthi umntwana ahambe ephenduke ngaqedi umhloliso wakhe, kuthi ehlalele khona ngale aphenduke seqedile. Bese siba labantwana bantu bakithi abahamba 22 kilometers ngelanga. Sure, 22 kilometers ngelanga eviki vele yabusudile 100 kilometers ngeviki nje kuye esikolo. Abantwana abancane, abantwana abasakhulayo ama 14 years, 12 years, 15 years, laba ku-form 4 bafike endlini bediniwe, bevuke bediniwe njalo bebuyela njalo ehanjweni lokuya esikolo. Bafundani, kuyaphumani, yikho ingxoxo esihlangane lazo labakhokheli besigaba besithi abantwana bethu bekaze beye esikolo kabafundi ngoba baya bediniwe. Uhlupho lwamanzi futhi ngolunye uhlupho olukhona olubambe inkayi yonke nje, kungaba yinkwayi north, kungaba yinkwayi south. Amanzi ahlupha, ndiyayazi indawo liyani izulu vele lincane endawo liyana njalo umhlabathi wakhona uyadinikela. So amabhoholi amaningi seyadraya up, so kufanele ukuthi nxa uthola amanzi ungene as deep as 80 meters ukuthi ubambe amanzi ibile angahlala i-community. Sesihlayela inkayi nje ukusuka koBulawayo siye inkayi isenta laphana ukuhamba 158 kilometers, i-150 kilometers ebusuku. Bekuthi khona uyakuza ngo-20 ngo-30 ucinisutsha ama-5 hours suka usiya endaweni eyi-158 kilometers. Nasesikhuluma ukusuka ekayi senta ususiya khona lokogweli itshona ngama-58 kilometers ye-dust road eyinyembi kabi. So kusuka kube nzima ingxeni laba afuna ukuphathisa ukuthi bafinyelele indawo ezinje, ngoba nxa usuke uye emangweni ukhuluma ngokuthi uye enkayi kuya kumele ukuthi uzikhombise sibili ukuthi ngizakwenza lokho. So njengenhlanganiso esikufisayo ukuthi ingxoxo lezi zingapheleli engxoxweni kuphela, abangabe befisa ukuncedisa ama-communities lawa esisebenza kuyo, thina kakhulu sisebenza e-Matmore lase-Matsouth, bengancedisa njalo esikufisayo ukuthi sibe i-bridge, engathi i-bridge yokuthi silikhumanise lama-communities njengenhlanganiso ukuthi libe kwazi ukuthi ngabe kuhamba njani, njengoba sikwazi sonke abahlala koBulawayo ukuthi kuhamba njani, abahlala eHarare ukuthi kuhamba njani. Kulula ukuthi i-information yakhona siyithole, kodwa endaweni ezinde ezi-remote ezifanana nalezi kukalutshwani ukuthi bathole umuntu ongafuya azoxoxisana labo. Siyathemba ukuthi bazathola ukuncediswa. Sesixhumane lenhlanganiso okuthiwa i-Citizen Initiative esi-create khona ukuthiwa i-GoFundMe. Abantu abaningi sebedonethile, siqale uhlelo lolu amalanga angu-8 adlulileyo. Siyathaba kakhulu kulaba endalo, sibonga kulaba abadonethileyo. $2,300 imali yeMelika futhi sincedisaesikolo isesisenhliziyweni yethu ukuthi abantwana bengathi besesikolo besiyahlala ngaphansi kwezihlahla beswela nayona i-toilet, lama-teacher ebuthelelwe endlini eyodwa. Akukho kuhle lokho, ngibona labo kuyaba-affect ukuthi ungavuka ule ntshukuntshini yokuyafundisa nxa uhlala endaweni enjalo, ukuthi uyabusacabanga ukuthi athatha nga amanzi anathwa laphana kule dameni laphana ngamanzi angcolile ngoba ipendele. Siyafisa ukuthi ngabe ama-communities la ancediswa kakhulu.
Mm-hmm. Now, activity, for those that didn't understand, as we wrap up, how are residents of Nkayi receiving this program? You know, you guys are going in and all out trying to raise $10,000 to make sure Wutsi, at least young people like Unkomo, the young lady you spoke to, Mangomo, don't have to walk 22 kilometers a day just to get an education. How are they receiving this program?
They appreciate the program. Actually, they appreciated us when we got there. Then they said, maybe our story will be heard for what it is. So everyone of the people who spoke there, including Chancellor, they were so keen to let everyone know this is the issue they are facing. You find that in Nkayi, the major concern was there's nothing that we can mine. Other areas, they can get both and do one or two things and contribute towards that. The parents, they are saying we have no source of income whatsoever, we have no water even to do market gardening, we have nothing. And right now, there are even organizations that are saying, no, we would want to help, you know, with bicycles for those who go to a school as far as 11 kilometers and 11, 2 kilometers back. So it has been received with so much, you know, many people willing to help. There are some who are also thinking around, this should have been done by this one and this one, or even government should have chipped in. But we're at a point where the rock and that place where these communities actually need help more than, you know, pointing fingers at this point, because children will still walk 22 kilometers, children will still go down at the trees and go back home, children will still go and write exams in the school 8 kilometers away and camp there and come if they are done, after they are done. People will still bath with the same water 3 times. So it doesn't help us, you know, to point fingers. But we accept and appreciate the assistance that we have gotten in the last 8 days. Now, $2,000 is a lot of money, many people really and would want to make sure in our partnership with Citizen Initiative to make sure that we manage those funds and we do what we said we would do and complete that classroom block. We'll be happy. We'll be so happy that classroom block being locked. And I want to elevate it's something they've never experienced. It's something that the traditional community has never experienced. So it has been welcomed in many ways. In any format, maybe it will come, but many people are willing to help, and many have promised to help. But I would tell you, we are doing it this month, and don't worry, we are still together. But we are also appreciating those who have been sharing it on Twitter, on Facebook, on WhatsApp statuses, everywhere. That those are the champions that we have and we need in our society, so that we collectively do this and build Kolechena a school that they can appreciate and also help in many ways, you know, for the other kids, you know, Mankomo, the young men, Tamsan, now until now, grade 3, of the scholars are studying. So it was said, Mike, because I even said I was wearing a t-shirt to 10 community podium, I said, nobody laugh at me. He couldn't even read nothing. He can't read anything. So can you see, you know, the legacy that you are leaving to generations after generation, which is the same experience about as community, we need to do something.
All right, well, Nkosi Khona, unfortunately, our time is run up here, but in closing, in less than a minute, could you kindly tell people where they can find the full length documentary so that they're able to watch it? Of course, we're going to be playing more snippets, but for them to watch the full length, where can they go to?
Thank you, Mike. They can go to our YouTube account. You just go on YouTube, type Community Podium, you will see that's the latest video there. Once you watch, under the pinned message, make comment, there is the GoFundMe link. You can also check and see what's going on. You can also share the documentary. Feel free to do so. Feel free to share the GoFundMe. We are doing this together as Zimbabweans, and we are so concerned. If that is not done, then who are we living to?
Right.
Thanks, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mafu, for taking time out to be with us as usual. We really appreciate it. And more than anything, the work that you guys are doing in Maphandleni is extremely amazing. Congratulations. And shout out to you guys. And shout out to Citizens Initiative. And shout out to everyone that's sharing the program that you guys are doing. Congratulations. And thank you again for joining us, Mafu.
Thank you so much, Mafu. Thanks so much.
Well, Moria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Nkosi Khona Diviti. He is the founder of our Community Podium. Now, before we head over to an interview that I had with Freeman Chari of Citizens Initiative, you heard Nkosi Khona Diviti talking about the GoFundMe that they have running. They are Citizens Initiative, as mentioned by Diviti, are also collaborating with our Community Podium on this Ngai initiative. I want to play another snippet of the documentary produced by Community Podium, and this snippet will provide context on why it was important for Citizens Initiative to partake in this program and step in and help the people of Ngai. Once again, just like what Diviti said, to watch the full documentary, head over to Community Podium's YouTube page. Let's take a look.
Mepungo 4 ukuze ngilungisele ukuthi ngihambe esikolo ngiyefika ngesikhathi sichayise ngo 4 ukuze sizofika ngapha mebhiki abe sokulanda ama-8 ngabe kunzima ukuthi sihambe ngihambe siphinde siphenduke sikwanise ukufika ekhaya sibala kunzima sashe ama-infomu ukuthi sivuke sibuyele So besicela uncedo lokuthi maybe ngaba le transport yokuthi sithwale sihamba sizisiphendule ukuze siphange. Ngoba singathola amabhasi okuhamba lamathoshi okubala masivela esikolo singaba ngcono. Khathesi ngi-form 4 eMpumelelo kunzima futhi ukuthi sebe besithumezela ama-studies ukuthi sike sibale. La nge-network yakhona iyahlupha lamafoni asilawo okuthi besithumezele khona esingakubala. Njengo-form 4 kumele sibe lezinto zenilezo.
Was a snippet of a documentary produced by Community Podium. You were seeing there the young girl that Nkosi Konadibiti was referring to, Umankomo, who have been hugely affected by everything that's happening in Mapanjeni. And here comes Community Podium, and of course, partnered up with Citizens Initiative in playing this a big role. And of course, you as Zimbabweans can partake in this whole initiative. Freeman Chadi is going to explain more. So now, without wasting time with Zimbabwe, unfortunately, I really would have loved to have Freeman Chadi join us live via Skype, but unfortunately, he couldn't do so. So I was able to catch up with him last night to talk more about this initiative and other initiatives that Citizens Initiative has been running in Zimbabwe, helping the underprivileged communities. Amongst them, they recently were in Binga, where they had a clinic helping the less privileged and the elderly access better Medicaid. They also helped to build schools in the country following the impact of Kumbula Lapaya when Zimbabwe was affected by Cyclone Idai. Citizens Initiative were amongst the people on the forefront building schools as the area of Chipinge restructured. Without wasting time with Zimbabwe, let us hear more from Freeman Chadi of Citizens Initiative. Once again, unfortunately, he couldn't join us live tonight. However, I was able to catch up with him last night. Let's take a look.
So what happened was that Community Podium, they highlighted the plight that the people of Ngai around Gwelutshena, they are facing, mainly around water and access to education. So they highlighted the fact that children there, we have to walk 22 kilometers a day just for them to get access to secondary education. But the community had already started in the past 5 years. They've been trying to build, a school for themselves, but they've been facing challenges regarding resources. So we spoke, and as Citizens Initiative, we felt that this is something that we can also rally other citizens to support, and therefore we partnered with Community Podium and the school so that we can get, at least if we can get one of their blocks, finished, this, then the other students don't necessarily have now to continue walking to the other school because they already have some teachers there, but they don't have a place to learn in. So that's what we're trying to provide.
So now tell me about what motivated it. I mean, there's so many underprivileged communities in Zimbabwe. So what about this specific initiative attracted the attention of community of our Citizens Initiative?
So here's the thing. There are so many problems in our country.
Right.
But we can't sit. We just can't sit and say, okay, there are too many problems. So where can we start? We just can't, We just, as Citizens Initiative, what we have been doing is that we have been going around the country doing different kinds of projects, mainly related to children, education, and healthcare. So when we noticed the challenges that are in this area, we just felt that it's something that we could do. We could rally people to do, and so we felt that even though there are so many other problems in other parts of the country, there's a place that has been highlighted. We can rally people, make a difference, then move to the next place. That's how we operate.
Right. So now let's talk a little more about the project itself. I know you guys are predominantly focusing on the fundraising, but once you've gathered it, I believe the goal is $10,000. Once you've gathered this $10,000, what does it then look like for you guys moving forward in terms of your partnership with Community Podium and the school itself? Is it just you gathering the money and giving them and say, Tapeza, thank you, or is it now you proceed working together?
No, what Citizens Initiative does is that we do the fundraising, we do the execution, we account for every cent. That's how we operate.
Right.
So what we are doing in terms of partnership is that Community Podium has access to the people. So we work with the people, the local leadership, the chiefs. What we tell the people is that when we have the resources, we are going to come there with the bill of quantities, everything that is needed. What we need from the community then is to, you know, things like labor, carrying water, because this is their thing. The community comes, they do those things. We hire builders from the area, and then we buy things like cement, building materials. If possible, we buy from the area so that we also, we provide some kind of economic activity or incentive within the area that we are operating. So once we have a bit of money that can allow us to start, then we will be on the ground, we'll get the work done. Usually it takes us less than 45 days to get a school block done.
I mean, so is the goal here to wait for the 10,000, or do you start the proceedings before you even get the 10,000?
No, we don't wait, but you know, we have to make the projections and see how, you know, we can't just start with little, but once we get to a certain point, we'll be able to say, okay, fine, now we can go and put the roof, and as we continue to fundraise, we get work starting. So by my projection is that in the next 2 weeks, we should be at a point where we are able to start work at the school. And probably by mid or end of November, the school block should be done, and probably the teacher's house should be plastered and all.
I mean, you guys have already raised over $2,000 in a week, which I think is extremely impressive. But it's not the first time you guys have done it. So, once again, I'm impressed. It's amazing. I am a little curious. What happens in circumstances whereby, like you said, the goal is $10,000? What happens if you raise, I don't know, $11,000 or $10,500? What happens with the extra?
So what we do is that we always have a realistic goal, but we also aim higher. So, for example, right now, our priority is to get the school block done, right? And then from there, there's also, you know, like six teachers are staying in one unfinished house.
Right.
Yeah. So we intend to also finish that house. If we get more, then we'll drill a borehole because there's no water. They've been crying out for water. If we get more, we build toilets. You know, those things. But it depends on the resources that we get, and we are being realistic about what we might get in under the circumstances, given that we are still in a global pandemic.
All right, Nkoma Freeman and
Community Podium yakaenda kungai vanoita madocumentary vakaenda kungai vakaona kuti muarea yeGwelitena umu vanhu vaichema-chema kuti hatina mvura, hatina zvikoro, especially zvesekondari. Vana vari kufamba 22 kilometers pazuva kuenda kuchikoro nekudzoka. Saka ndipo patakati isusu Citizens Initiative ngatishandei tese, isusu tinokwanisa kuti tiite noise yekuti vanhu vazive zviri kuitika, vanokwanisa kukandawo mbichana, toona kuti tingakwanisa kupedzisa here bloku rechikoro ravakanga vatanga nemba yematicha yavakatanga futi.
Tichiona kuti pari zvino go yenyu ndeyekureiza mari inosvika kana 10,000 madhora emaamerica, maus dollar. Nemaondero enyu, imari inokwana here mukubatsira vagari vemugayo, tichinyanyotarisa kuti makatarisira kuvaka chikoro?
Aya mari ai atingati inokwana kupedza kuvaka chikoro asi zvatinoita isusu ndezvekuti tinotarisa kuti tiri kunyanyodiwa iko zvinezvi ndechipi pangadiwa mari toita zvinhu mumasteps andiri saka tiri kutarisa ivona kuti tiona kuti vagari vanga vatanga kuvaka chikoro chavo vane 5 years vachiedza kuvaka blokeri neimba yematicha iko zvino izvi vari kuda madofuremu vachada kuisa roof nekuplasta saka tikati isusu tinokwanisa kuita sei kuti titange neipapo to kana tikagona vanhu vakasapota kudarikidza tinoitawo zvimwe zvakafanana nokuisa zvibhurani nekuvaka matoilets zvinhu zviri kudiwa ipapo.
So now in closing here, Freeman, I'm sure like we highlighted, there's so many underprivileged communities in Zimbabwe, so many communities facing a range of challenges. But I'm sure some of them are really hoping that they could get the assistance of organizations such as Citizens Initiative. How can they get a hold of you guys and what's the procedure?
Yeah, so my DM is open.
I can only imagine.
We also have a website. It's citizensinitiative.org. Or you can email us at info@citizensinitiative.org. We are open to, I'm always on Twitter, on Facebook, so you can DM me anytime. But, you know, the thing is we also try to weigh, the things that we can't help, we try to find if there are other, you know, organizations that are capable of helping, we refer the person to those organizations. If, like, sometimes you get children that don't have money for school fees,
right.
You know, sometimes you just post that and then you have 10 people saying, okay, we are going to help.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what we are simply doing, just trying to connect people with help, with less bureaucracy and, you know, just a lot more transparency.
Well, Amuria Zimbabwe, thank you so much to Freeman Chari for that amazing conversation. Zulugandaba, once again, Linga Kohluwuthi. You can check out Citizens Initiative on Twitter and Facebook. And, of course, hit up Freeman Chari at Freeman Chari, and you're going to find out more info. We have also pinned the link to the GoFundMe on our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. So for those that are looking to assist the rural community of Ngai, and, of course, find out more in terms of other initiatives that are being done in Zimbabwe, uplifting the underprivileged in Zimbabwe. We have also pinned the link to whereby you can find a Citizens Initiative. Amuria Zimbabwe, if you tuned in right now, sihlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, Chirongwa D Connection, muyineni, Mike Hove. Now, I'm also joined by my last guest of the show tonight, Cheryl Zobo of the Platform for Youth and Community Development based in Chipinge. Here we're going to be focusing, of course, whilst on the same theme of rural communities in Zimbabwe, but earlier on I touched on the fact that Nasim Chirongwa Chichange Chitarisa Zvekare Nezvezuvare International Day of Rural Women, which was commemorated last week, Friday. It's commemorated every year on the 15th of October. We're continuing on the theme of empowering, of course, rural communities in Zimbabwe. So let's head over to my conversation with Cheryl, who's joining me live via telephone. Cheryl Zobo, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Pano Pachirongwa, magadi enyu. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Gati batatu tanga pakuzeanya yatinayo nasi Chirongwa. We want to focus more on the challenges. Zirukusangana nevanhukadzi pamwe chete nevanasikana kumaruoko. Could you tell us a little more about that in terms of matambudziko arikusangana nevanasikana pamwe chete nevanhukadzi kumaruoko?
Alright, maita basa. Matambudziko arikusangana nevanhukadzi nevanasikana vechidiki mumaruwa anosanganisirawo nyaya dzekuti vachida kuti vabatsirwe kuti vawane medical facilities kune malong distance. Vanhukadzi vari kunetsekana nekufamba malong distance zvekuti vamwe vanofamba kana 5 kilometers to 10 kilometers vachitsvaga pane ngepaine nearest clinic. Zvinobva zvatozopasike matambudziko ekuti kunyanyanyanya vakadzi vanenge vakazvitakura vamwe vanozopedzisira vaakuzvarira munzira nekuti vanenge vatadza kusvikira kuchipatara nenguva yakanaka nenyaya yekuti malong madistance avari kufamba akati kurei. Then we have to come out of our communities. We are patriarchal. The Guti Munuka, the Jakao Maguti, and the Awana, a piece of land, and the Awana Munda, Jakao Makaguti. Kumarulo areas, mushaono zimushandewe murume, and kana pasuka pangwa zekunzi mukazi akuti waminda, ane ashikari skoti mukazi akaroro waere, kana kukorwa zimiri shakao makutari, akuti wa waminda, harine kana kutikiti wa kubara, na kutine dimuska na asina akata aroro wa shake, kutika
Now, you touched on something which was really important and actually very intriguing in terms of women and gender equality. You touched on land ownership, which is something that I think is very important here. Considering the theme of this year's commemorations of the International Day of the Rural Women, they're talking more of that in terms of women having equal access to land. Because that's a very important facet there in terms of gender equality, in terms of women having access to land. Why is that such an important thing that the rural women have equal opportunities in terms of access to land in Zimbabwe?
Okay, thank you so much. Our society is highly patriarchal, and it is difficult for a woman to access land, especially if that woman is not married. If taking for instance a single mother or a girl who wants to have land or to have somewhere to where she can live on her own, it is very difficult for her to access land. As in our communities, they recognize men and women are taken as second preference.
Hello. Okay. Let me hold you on the line for 1 second. Let me take a caller that's joining me live from South Africa, and then I'll come back to you. South Africa. I think Diva Moyo and Dim Fundi Sarpar Narere. Kola, hello.
Okay, and Divo.
Hey, Mfundi, Zuruk Farmer, I'm right. I was today we're focusing on my projects. In the rural communities in Zimbabwe. What's your take on that?
Yeah, the guy in the Motenda, brother Mike Shamunita Ne Rugare, you are never Kawand. Yeah, now we have a Chidiki, Varukumaruva, and also on Shakuti. Vechidiki watakaona kwa tinesosi vechidiki wachirukura. Ndakaona wandanga ndiri kumusha vechidiki wazinji gorerino. Wakari makotoni. Wakari makotoni zakanyanyisa minda mizinji. Asi chakaida mbuzikura wakasangane vechidiki. Kotoni acho wana mari ya wakapiwa na nasi. Baingo siya wango mabiracha wango torwa. Wakango mirira mari acho na nasa. Kwa zimwe zozo zinooza vechidiki. Moyo nene kuti wakanga wachikuza kuti awe mutore mbeswa mujare kotoni vechidiki wakawanda vakare makotoni unana chiredzi iko unana chiredzi north noku unana chamukwako chipinge kwana mahenye kusoroko vakare makotoni vechidiki wakawanda but dambudziko ripo ndoni nawe kuti varima apa mari yacho kuti vazoiwana havana vachitodemba kuti gorira kapera futi akarima imwe kotoni atina kana mari atakawanda kangonzi nyoresa izva munoda kutenga nemo makambani makotoni saka zvimwe zvimwe zvinoudza moyo kuvanhu vari kumaruva tichiona futi kunana chiredzi notsuku kune ma irrigations akati wande anorimwa mabinzi nzungu so tichiko chiriko kuda kuzvidza mabinzi singe dzaibva ne binzi dzakawanda zvikuru zvinorimwa vanhu vakapuwa vane ma irrigation vakune vadiki vanongwashandira vachita zvakafana izvozvo asi dambudziro kuti binzi dzinge dzaibva dzinotorwa nemwe nzira isingafadzi zvokuti chirevo vanotenga vacho mugomo kuti ndokuti mugomo aitingi ndo half 50 kg inenge ichitengwa imari zvemai $20 saka vanhu vachibirwa saka zvimwe zvimwe zvinoitika kuvechidiki vechidiki kumaruwa vachakadzirwa zvakanyanya pamaprogramu anonga achiitwa tikatarisa futi kunawo maprogramu anonga achiuya kumaruzevha uko kugadzira marodhi kana kugadzira mabridge vachinzi vachapuwa zvokuti nezvokuti asi mapedzisiro acho avapiwi dzimwe nguva vechidiki vanogona kuunganidzwa dziuyai kune bhora rada kutambiwa mozopuwa zvokuti nezvokuti vanongogaina kungopuwa maybe chokungodya zuva iroro saka zvimwe zvimwe zvatakaona zvinosangana nevechidiki vazhinji saka maprogramu arimo but haana haana chimuko munyika yedu yeZimbabwe nenhau yesitiation iri mukati menyika nokuti zvinhu zvinoodza moyo tichitarisa vechidiki tikatoita kurana chichiti kuya kuya unoona vechidiki vazhinji vari kutengesa zvakasiyana siyana kutengesa mafreeze kutengesa mvura zvinhu izvozvo zvinonga vachitoti zvitori nani zvekuti papa upenyu than kupinda maprogiramu okurima kana kupinda maprogiramu omairrigation nokuti hakuna zvakunovapa saka vechidiki vakawanda mukoma mike mukati menyika yekwedu vachiri kutambudzika maprogiramu anonga achiitwa nenzira dzakasiyana siyana.
Alright, mfundisi, I think ngwedu ndiyo ajikanana regai ndidzokere kuna muzvare adzobo tinotenda zvikurusa nemashoko enyu uye nemukana wamatipawo wekutaura nemi pano pachirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikurusa.
Thank you so much. Okay.
All right. Muri Zimbabwe. Sandokuzwa umfundisi Richard Moyo. Omunyumlaleli wethu. Othanda ukungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo ubhalile phela inombolo zocingo enkundleni yethu kuFacebook kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7 wathi put bike ngicela ukuthi lami ngithole ithuba lokungena kuhlelo uyasho ngempela okuningi ngalokho okuhlangana ngabantu endaweni ezijeneyo emaphandleni eZimbabwe sithi hayi amaprogramu akhona ngempela kodwa udubo olukhona yukuthi uthintile ngempela ukuthi kuke kwaba ngesikhathi abasakhulayo went out there and they farmed i-cotton kodwa abasatholanga inhlawulo for that cotton so ndizo dzimwe nyaya dzanga dzichitaurwa namfundisi Richard Moyo tinotenda mfundisi let's head back to Chero Muri Zimbabwe pangosara 7 minutes pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki muzvare dzovo muchiripo here pari nhai.
Yes, ndiripo.
Right, tadzoka kwamuri. Pangosara maminitsi mashomanene, saka ngatichipeta yedu hurukuru yedu. Now focusing of course on the girl child and women. Nemaonero enyu zvii zvingaitika munyika mukusimudzira vana vechidiki pamwe chete nevanhu kadzi vanogara kumaruwa muZimbabwe.
All right. Inoonero angu ndeyekuti kana pachiitwa maprograms munyika yedu ka zvino panofanira kuti pave nekuenzaniswa kwemisana kumadzimai nekunge vechidiki vese zvisinei nekuti vechidiki uyu ari kubva kubato ripi kana kuti ari kuita nezvei basi vechidiki vese nevakadzi vese vangowaniswawo mukana kana iri nyaya yeland distribution ngapangowanisa kuti vechidiki vapihwewo mikana because chinoitika mukoma ndechekuti vechidiki patinyangwe tikada kuti tinotorawo maloan kumabhengi hatikwanisi bhozi hatina chatinacho chatinosvika tichiti tine ichi chatinacho saka vechidiki vakawaniswawo mikana yekuti panopihwawo vamwe ivhu vakwaniswawo kunge vachikwaniswa kuti vawanewo ivhu zvinotibatsira pakuti tinogonawo kuzvimiririra uye vanhukadzi ndokunga vanhukadzi ndo vanhu vanonyanya kushanda zvakanyanya muagriculture sector but ndo vanhu varombo zvakanyanya futi saka vakadzi vakapihwawo mikana yakafanana nevarume zvinotibatsira zvakanyanya even kusimudzira upfumi hwenyika nekuti kana munhu kadzi akakwanisa kufida mhuri yake zvinhu zvinokwanisa kungoendeka.
Could you throw your last statements in Echirungu for our audience, for those who are in terms of your thoughts on the importance of the International Day of the Rural Woman, and of course, what can be done in Zimbabwe to ensure that both the girl child and the rural woman are empowered?
Okay, thank you. So I was saying women are in the majority of labor in the agricultural sector, but yet they are the poorest. Taking an example of women in Spain, they are also involved in cash crops like cotton, sesame, and groundnuts. But due to issues of land ownership, use, and title, these women still depend on the decisions of their male counterparts to enjoy the products of their labor. So it is important that when land is being distributed, women and youth are to be included, and the land should be distributed equally.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Muzhare Dzobo, for taking time out to be with us. Pano Pachirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki. Do you have any last words that you'd like to give to our audience?
No.
All right. Well, tinotenda zvikurusa ane kupinda pano pachirongwa chedu. Thank you so much and have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, you were hearing there from Chero Dzobo. Shout out to Chero Dzobo for the platform for youth and community development. Kuchipinga uko joining us, Pano Pachirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki, talking about the importance of the International Day of the Rural Woman. But not just the day itself, but the importance of empowering both the girl child and the rural woman in Zimbabwe. If you're joining us now, Muria Zimbabwe, welcome to we're almost at the end of our show. But still, welcome. Nasim Chirongwa, tatarisa zvirongwa zvirikokerwa nevechidiki munyika nechinangwa chekusimudzira vagari vekumamisha muZimbabwe. Tazeya zvekare nyaya yezuva reInternational Day of Rural Women, iro rinotarisa nyaya dzekusimudzirwa kwemwanasikana pamwe chete nemadzimai vekumaruwa. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMichael Obenzuluka. Ndaba sithanda kubonga wonke umuntu osanda kungena kuhlelo, njalo wonke umuntu obelathi kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Thank you so much to everybody who's with us live.
Chipanda Poeka Manguma Wiza, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Nkulumi Sithwane Venekile. Guys, COVID-19, abayibiza nge-corona, into ekhona. Phambili nge-social distancing, asigezeni izandla, always stay safe, stay home. Last number.
Easy, Majid. Easy.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, shout out to Mr. Kulumis Kiwang FNAQ, La Mawiza. Check him out on our Twitter and, of course, our Instagram at Mawiza Online. And, of course, you are seeing him there partner up with other organizations. Vesita, COVID-19 is real. Zulugandaba, Gwili, Kleniso, Wuti, Iko, na umkushanu COVID-19, Nya, Likutaza, Ngempelo, Wuti, Kezani, Zanja, Kezai, Mawoko, and Pekai, Mamask, social distancing. Make sure you abide by all the rules. Muria Zimbabwe sesifikile maphetseleni ohlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMichael Obe. Thank you so much to my guests, uNkosi Khona Dibiti of Community Podium. I had a pre-recorded interview and ndakaita neZuro Maneru na Freeman Chari wesangano Red Citizens Initiative. Sixoxe njalo lo Chero Dzobo owenhlanganiso yePlatform for Community and for Youth and Community Development ngale eChipinge. Tanga tichizeya nyaya yezvekusimudzirwa kwevanhu vanogara mumaruwa. Sikhangela njalo indaba lezi ezokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasemaphandleni. Lingakhohlwi njalo Zulukandaba, for those that are watching this program on our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page, that are looking to contribute to the GoFundMe by Citizens Initiative, it's pinned in the comment section. My time is up. Muria Zimbabwe, if you're looking to chat with me at BigMike3, BigMyke3 on Twitter and Instagram. Mthokazomuhle, Zimbabwe muhle, ngenani kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Next week, I have an important announcement to make, so make sure you're going to be here with us alive. Oliver Lisayo, ngenjabulo, ikama nguMichael Obe, Muria Zimbabwe, mthokazomuhle, have a good night. Bye-bye!